In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst. In today's epistle of Galatians, Galatians 5, which we just heard, our Lord Paul tells us to have joy, peace, long-suffering, and that these things are fruit of the Holy Spirit. As Christians, we're meant to live circumspect lives, lives that are not meant to be, we're not meant to be navel gazers or to constantly be watching ourselves, but in some sense to be self-aware enough to know what is driving us, what is moving us in our behavior, in our thoughts, and within our actions. And so the question becomes, based on our actions, based on our thoughts, is what fruit are we living out of? Are we living out of the fruit of the Spirit? Does, when we interact with people, whether it be online or in real life or any other time, does it bring peace, joy, long-suffering? Or does it bring another spirit? Possibly there are multitudes of spirits, of course. There could be our own spirit, simply our own self-opinionation and our own prominence. It could be our own anxiety and anxious spirit. It can be a forceful and manipulative spirit. Or it can be simply the demons and all their voices that speak to us in this world and compel us to propagate their message as well. We hear at the end of the epistle that we are to bear one another's burdens. And this is a big contrast to the society in which we live in. In this society right now, we are very petty. And I say this, and maybe this is only true on social media, but it seems to be true within politics, and it seems to be true in our general cultural dialogue. And the only access we have to that really is television. You know, if you think about it, just going around and talking to people, you get a very different impression of humankind when you interact with the people around you than you do when you're reading the news on social media or other forms. The social media seems to amplify things, and that's where I get the impression that we live in a very petty culture, very narcissistic, very unforgiving, where the goal of everything is to expose one another, to show hypocrisy, to tear each other down, to mock and poke fun at people, to raise to prominence our opinions and to unite with others against others. These are the things that I witness when I see online and interactions and when I watch the news or read the news. One-upmanship, a gotcha culture. And so these operate by their own spirit. What Paul says is that Christians don't operate by that spirit, that they have love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, that they are gentle, that when they see people with burdens, they reach out to help them and to bear their burden. Not only burdens within the church, but those outside the church. That we seek to lift people up rather than tear them down. By our actions, by our words, by our interactions. And so we have to ask ourselves, as we interact in such a troubling time, with so many frustrations and so much to be nervous and anxious about, to challenge ourselves to interact from a place of God's grace. And the only way we can do that is if we pray, if we invite Christ into our lives, if we actually spend time, more time, praying than we do reading the news or interacting on social media, so that we can be close to God and actually, as Paul says, walk in the Spirit. Because we're not meant to put on plastic faces and pretend to be graceful. We're called to put on Christ and out of the depths of our heart experience that peace and that grace and then extend it to others based on what has filled us. Prayer is almost always the answer in life. And this is what will present the world with a different image about Christians, and it'll also change and help people and help them grow. May God bless us to heed the Apostle Paul's words, to walk in the Spirit and to manifest the fruits of the Spirit. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst.